This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. Emerald does it with cooking, Martha with gardening, and Jamie does it with decorating. Jamie Merida, that is, our own interior decorator extraordinaire. He's with us in the studio to tell us what's in and what's out in updating our home decor. Welcome, Jamie.
Good to be back.
All right, Jamie, we want to spruce things up. Let's begin with color. It is so darn confusing. Is dark in? Is light in? What's going on? Neutrals?
I don't know if I'd say dark or light, but I tell you, after coming back from the gift shows in High Point Furniture Market, the last couple markets, what you see a lot of is dark chocolate brown, which is sort of a very cool color that I've used a lot now with clients. I see a lot of coral and kind of hot oranges. And then the perennial favorite, blue and white, which because of where my business is located has always been a real popular thing on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. But I saw it pretty much everywhere, every showroom. You see it in all the magazines right now. And I think if I had to pick something that I would run with right now, it would be variations on blue and white.
Really?
Okay, so window treatments. I'm not really crazy, I have to tell you, about curtains. I think they're major dust collectors. But I do like my privacy. So what can I do that will add some flair without drapes?
I see you also mentioned shutters. And I think the last time we talked about window treatments, you talked about shutters. And I sort of
curled up
like, ugh.
Plantation shutters?
My problem is, I mean, windows are supposed to let in light. And the very first thing a plantation shutter does is make your windows smaller and darker and not quite so perky.
Jamie, you're bursting my bubble. My house is yellow and I have plantation shutters on every window.
So you just need to hire me and then I can fix it.
All right. So if you can't use curtains and you can't use plantation shutters, what do you do?
What do you do?
We use a lot of products that like Hunter Douglas uses. There's some really cool like designer roller shades that aren't your grandmother's roller shade. They have a lot of products now like the Duets and the Silhouettes that can do a lot of things. They can give you a little bit of translucency when you want some light in but you want a little privacy. And then you can kind of flip a mechanism on the blind and they become totally like a blackout. So they kind of serve the purpose of protecting your view or giving you some privacy without really eating into your window space. And you can leave them up most of the time when you don't need them.
And what about fabric? Because that seems like that would soften it a little bit.
As a designer, of course, you know, the first thing I want to do to a window is put some window treatments of some sort, you know, whether it's panels or a top treatment. I think what you find now is the whole swags and jabos and fancy stuff is no more. Or, you know, the current trend. We do lots of very clean, you know, simple drapery panels on either side of a window with a rod because I think it's just sort of the current, fresh, updated look.
Sounds great. All right, big question, the big kahuna. How can we inexpensively update outdated bathrooms? I mean, for example, you know, the ones with like the turquoise tubs and toilets. Is retro in? Please say yes.
Don't you ever wonder how any of those people, when you those people,
yeah,
when
those
you walk
people.
In those houses and you think, how did they ever get convinced to do a forest green bathtub
right.
and toilet? And when would that ever have looked good?
Yeah.
But we all walk into houses and we probably live in houses with those things. And, you know, I think the house I'm currently living in, you know, my master bathroom was pink and black and I have a pink bathtub.
Wow.
Really expensive pink enamel bathtub. But I think one of the things you can always file away that you can do with those, especially if they're enamel, is you can always have them reglazed, which a lot of people think maybe, you know, they're not confident that that's a good solution. And I've done it for years with clients because sometimes I like the old bathtubs better than I do the new
right.
ones. And glazing is really inexpensive. And you can just have it, you know, glazed to like a pure white and it looks like a brand new, clean, fabulous, you know.
So how much is glazing?
Relatively inexpensive. I'd say a bathtub probably would cost you between $400 to $500
oh.
to have reglazed.
So Jamie, finally, the holidays are just around the corner. Any ideas for some unusual gifts?
Well, you know, it's funny because I also have a retail store. And so part of, you know, a good percentage of my life is trying to figure out gifts and accessories for the shop. Little pickup gifts I tend to have fun with. And I think as, you know, most of the people we know and give gifts to really don't need anything. So always finding fun things like stocking stuffers. We stumbled across a company called Pinch last year that does these wonderful little boxes that are probably about 3 inches by 4 inches. And the one I loved was like a woman's emergency kit. And we could not keep them in the shop because they contain everything you might possibly need in an emergency in your purse, from, you know, thread to nail files to, you know, lip gloss to other things. But it was the perfect gift, I think, for the, you know, women on your list who you just wanted to give something to make them smile.
Right.
Another great company that we do a lot of business with is a company called Blue Q. And they're notorious for doing kind of funny gifts, which I think you've probably seen in my shop. You know, the notorious ones are the little bubble gum or gum packs that say things sort of like, I kissed a Republican and I liked it, or I kissed a Democrat and I liked it. And again, we find people always love to give those kind of things that make people laugh and giggle, which I think is a great little insignificant
exactly.
gift.
And yeah. So what about any great ideas for a fun holiday centerpiece?
Yeah, I think we all get stuck in the rut that we just need a big bouquet of something or a big arrangement of something in the middle of the table. And I would suggest that perhaps you don't think of it as the center of the table and maybe do something that runs the length of the table. We like to do things when we do decorating homes for holidays and stuff, that especially on a dining table, whatever you wrap the napkin in, make sure it's something like it's a gift, a small gift that the guests can take home with them, whether it's an ornament. Last year we did one where we took beautiful red crystal ornaments and then just in gold pen, you know, left, you put the names of the people who were there and the date. So it sort of becomes like a commemorative thing that you can take home with you.
Very smart idea. I'm going to start planning my dinner party.
For 2016.
That's right.
Well, Jamie Merida, decorator and owner of Bountiful Casual Elegance in Easton, Maryland, thanks so much for your always savvy decorating advice. Can't wait to get home and go to work.
Thanks, ladies. It's great to be here.
Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime
at twoboomerbabes.com.